It's Wednesday, March 26th, and this is All Things Considered.
I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Coming up, the latest moves on Ukraine.
Also, people who lived in the area of this week's catastrophic mudslide might have known about the years of scientific studies which showed they were at risk.
Basically, they're in a fight with nature, and in the long term, it's not a fight that they're likely to win.
Remembering the Exxon Valdez spill 25 years later.
The only way I've made it, because I was 25 when the oil spill happened, only way I made it was my wife went to work, we went to work doing other things.
And discovering a new dwarf planet at the edge of the solar system.
First, this hour's news.
And good afternoon, it's 4:01. I'm Mark Rumsey, 90.7 WFAE News. A political shocker in Charlotte today as FBI agents arrested Mayor Patrick Cannon on federal public corruption charges. A criminal complaint filed in federal court charges Cannon with theft, bribery, wire fraud, and extortion. Federal prosecutors allege that Cannon accepted bribes from undercover FBI agents on five separate occasions between January of last year and February of this year. We'll have more on the charges against Cannon in a minute. First, we go to the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Government Center, where WFAE's Tom Bullock is standing by. Tom, that's the hub of city government. The mayor's office is located there. What are you seeing around you?
Well, I'm seeing a whole lot of media as we're waiting for some kind of a statement from city officials. No one really can be found in the hallways here. I actually went up to the mayor's office to see what I could see, and it's on the 15th floor of the building here, and as you get out of the elevators, they have closed the security doors. There are now two armed guards that are standing there turning anyone who comes in around. They will not answer questions. Basically, it's a no-go zone. So it is a political shocker, as you said. In fact, I was in the communications office earlier, and I could actually hear some of the workers in there who should know about press conferences asking if others knew what was going on, because they were waiting to find out who would speak and what they would say, just as much as members of the meeting were.
All right. And any anticipation, any word when we will hear something official from city officials?
Well, we're, again, expecting something here in about 15 minutes, and that's the latest word, but we have been here for about 2 hours ever since the news broke, and we're still waiting to see, again, who's going to come and what they will say. We are told that it will be a number of the city council. We're not sure how many or who. We have been told that it should include the city manager, Ron Carley, but again, we don't have independent confirmation of that, so we'll know more here in about 15 minutes.
Okay, thanks, Tom. We'll be hearing from you again later this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.
WFAE's Tom Bullock at the Government Center. And joining me now in the studio is WFAE's Ben Bradford. He's been reading through the federal complaint against Mayor Patrick Cannon. Ben, what can you tell us about the government's case against
absolutely.
The mayor?
Yeah, it stretches back about 4 years. Started in August 2010, essentially a local law enforcement officer undercover had gotten a whiff of, this is all, again, according to the complaint, had gotten a whiff of some kind of political corruption involving, at the time, City Councilman Cannon. And he informed the FBI. They sent down an undercover agent. And he slowly, over the course of a couple of years, kind of infiltrated and convinced the mayor that he was going to be looking to invest and looking to start a nightclub and a bar, and they wanted help getting through permits, cutting through red tape. And ultimately it led to Cannon accepting money from him and then to another undercover agent who pretended to be a Las Vegas developer. And Cannon, according to the document, accepted more than $48,000 from them, and now he's facing theft and bribery charges, wire fraud, extortion under color of official right, which basically he called up a zoning official, said, go talk to this guy that I want you to talk to and call me back after you do it. And those charges, you know, the maximum on, you know, on those individual charges, 20 years on some of them and up to $1 million on some of them.
All right. So this is what we would typically call a sting operation, right?
I think that's right. Exactly. And it gets pretty deep in there. At one point, they've got a name worked out for this nightclub and bar and where they want to put it. The Vegas developer is asking for, who again is an undercover FBI agent, is talking about developments along the Gold Line and the Blue Line, which is the streetcar and the light rail system that's being developed. You know, there's a choice property right there as economic development occurs. Cannon at one point flew out to Vegas. He was paid to fly out to Vegas and essentially talk to, they were supposedly investors, but again, they're more undercover FBI agents, to make a pitch for them to invest with this person that he's just met a few months ago, telling them that he can cut through the red tape for them, that he can be a champion for them. While he's in political office.
Okay. And just briefly, from what you're seeing in the documents, do we know if there's going to be, will there be recordings? Were there wiretaps?
There are. As a matter of fact, there's an apartment that the FBI rented, and that they did a lot of these conversations. They did some of the money transfers there, and so they've got recordings, both video and audio.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ben. We'll also be hearing more from you this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
WFAE's Ben Bradford on today's arrest of Charlotte Mayor Patrick Cannon on federal public corruption charges. Cannon was elected mayor last November, first elected to Charlotte City Council back in 1993. So far this afternoon, we have no reaction from Mayor Cannon. Our attempts to reach the mayor so far this afternoon have been unsuccessful. We will, of course, be following the story very closely throughout the afternoon here on 90.7 WFAE.
From NPR News.